And he came to this part of the country in 1842 or 46. I don't remember just exactly. And they came here from Ohio. And so, on my father's side came from Ohio also. However, in Mrs. Doctor, who was Mrs. Doctor, that was her husband, who was a dentist here in Brazil. She did a lot of genealogy, and one day she was here, and she said to my sister and I, she told my sister, she said, you can belong to the Daughters of the American Revolution. And Helen says, well, I'm not really interested in any organizations of any kind. Well, she says, I just thought I'd tell you that you were eligible if you wanted to. So I've often thought I would go to Indianapolis, the state library, and trace it back, but I never have done it.
I see.
So, well, she did tell us, my on my father's side, they fought in the War of 1876. So evidently, when they came into this country, they probably had been here for some time before the War of 1776. But as I say, I probably could find a lot of record if I go to Indianapolis.
Oh, sure.
But yeah. I just haven't done it. I don't know. I'm not too much interested in genealogy. I should be, I guess.
Well, you, it's an interest that some people have.
Yes.
Some people are interested more in place names than they
are. I'll tell you a funny little story here.
Sure.
One day we were talking about genealogy, and my father said, well, he said he thought it was a pretty good thing, but he said he was always afraid to trace his ancestors. He's afraid one of them might be a horse thief.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was that Mildred, who was the daughter of Dr. and Mildred was buried just a week ago today. She was 87 or 88 when she passed away, and she did a lot of work on genealogy. She enjoyed it very much. But she is a cousin of mine, and she often laughed and when she ran into some things, and when she was looking at checking genealogy and going back, she found that one of our ancestors was a horse thief. I've often thought my father would get a big kick out of that if he knew anything about it. He'd sure laugh about it. Yeah, Mildred called me one day and she said, you know what Uncle Joe used to say about his genealogy? I said, yes, and I repeated it. And she says, well, the records here that I've been tracing, I found that one of them was.
That
really was funny there.
That's a good story, all right. Well, let's see here. Let me look at this thing this way at this point. You speak, when you first enter school, you say that you're, remember, you went to grade school. At least
yes.
I went to grade school.
Yeah.
When you first enter school, you're in what grade?
The first grade.
And then the next one?
Second grade.
And
right. I might make a point right here.
Boys
didn't go to the grade schools back then until through the eighth grade until they were 18 and 19 years old.
Yes.
I don't know whether you were aware of that or not.
Well, my father did that,
but
and then and then took the teacher's examination and taught school.
Yeah, that's the reason not a great many people didn't go to college nor high school either.
Yes.
Because they spent a lot of time in the grade schools. For instance, we used to have